Good Wednesday morning. Today is February the 27th. It is 8:21 in the morning, and we are here to seek God's face and to know his heart. Amen and amen. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here this morning as we continue our Bible plan titled No Looking Back. And so yesterday we started our day one of the plan, the Bible plan. I did update that bit.ly link. So if you want to go in there and follow along on the plan with us, I'd love for you to hop on and read the Bible, read the plan with me. Brings accountability, brings power, brings understanding, and it also brings freedom. Brings freedom to you that read it, because you're knowing what is in the Word. You're knowing how God thinks of us. You're knowing how He thinks towards you. You're learning about your power and the authority that you have. So hop in this Bible plan and read along with us. Amen. So we're going to do a little bit of a recap. Yesterday we started this plan, like I just mentioned. And we talked about no looking back. We talked about how the enemy wants us to keep us trapped in our past, how the enemy wants to remind us of our failures, how the enemy wants to remind us that we're not good enough. He wants to remind us that he holds us captive. He holds us hostage. He holds us hostage in our past, yet we have the keys, we have the freedom. And typically with a hostage situation, they're requesting ransom. But the thing is, and what you have to understand is that Jesus paid the ransom. It's what his word says. He paid the price. He paid the cost on the cross. So we are sitting there being held hostage by the enemy, when in reality, we're free to go at any point we want. We are free to go at any point that we choose. But ultimately, it's up to us. We choose when we go. We can sit there and we can remain his hostage, and we can continue to be berated and continue to be belittled by all the lies and all the tricks that he has. Or we could simply get up and get free. It's your choice. It's your choice. It's my choice. And I'm here to encourage you, get up. And stop being a victim of your past. Yesterday we also talked about being a victim to a victor. The enemy wants you to stay in a victim mentality, a victim mindset, because if he can keep you in a victim mindset, you're not going to walk in the victory that Jesus has already paid for, that Jesus has called us to walk in. And when we're walking in victory, we are going to go and we're going to see the victims that the enemy has captive, because we've already achieved victory there. So now our job is to go and get as many victims as possible that were in the same situation as us. Do you see? Do you understand why the enemy wants to keep you held down and keep you bound by your past? I don't know how else to, without me, I'm about to explode of just sheer excitement, because the reality is, once somebody grasps this, they're like, wait, I've had freedom the whole time? You mean I could have gotten up and walked out of the door at any moment? Yes. Yes. You can. And as soon as you leave that victim mentality, you're walking in victory, and that victory, the victor goes and rescues victims. Think about it. Think about the love stories. Think about everything. It's their victor. They're the victor. They're the hero. And you go and rescue the victim. And you, when you walk in that victory, you're walking with Jesus. You're walking in the power. So it's not like you're the hero, because we know Jesus is the reason that we have the power and authority. But you understand what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying. Get up. Stop being held hostage when the ransom's already been paid. Amen. We could stay on there for a couple minutes. Today's devotion, the title of it is Looking Back is a Heart Condition. The scripture teaches us that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That's Proverbs 23:7. If we examine this closer, we could see that most of us act out in life, find its origins in our thoughts. Day after day, whatever we ponder on, meditate on, and dwell on becomes a reality sooner or later. We talked about that yesterday. This is our control center. That's why the fiery darts, it's what it talks about in Ephesians 6. The fiery darts are the thoughts that the enemy wants to infiltrate into your control center so he can control all of this. Whatever we ponder on, meditate on, and dwell on becomes a reality sooner or later. Our thoughts are powerful and will eventually determine the future we will experience. Have you ever heard the saying, follow your heart? Well, there's so much truth wrapped up in that just that one little saying. And even the Bible talks about our heart following our treasure. That's Luke 12:34. Our heart was made to follow the ultimate treasure, which is God Himself. But only Jesus could give us the heart to understand that. And without that understanding, we will chase the riches of this world of lesser value. Looking back and living in the past constantly is a clear indication you believe your treasure are still buried there. A woman in the Bible only went by the title of Lot's wife, and her heart was so caught up in the treasures of this world, she could not see the grand future that God had planned out for her. I'm sure many of you have heard the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and the destruction of fire and brimstone that rained down and ruined them. Lot's wife lived there with her family, and though it was a place of much immorality and disgraces, her heart was very much tied to it. But because of the prayers of Abraham, God would save Lot and his family from the devastation. God allowed them enough time to escape with this instruction. And if you go back and study Sodom and Gomorrah, it was a wicked, vile place, ungodly. And you can go back and look at it, and it says, you know, they're praying to God and say, God, will you spare this city? And he starts out at a number, and he ends up, if you could find 10 godly people, I will save this city. And they couldn't even find 10 people in the whole city. And as Lot and his wife were escaping, his wife looks back, and she turns to salt. She just disintegrates. Because she's looking back. She's not focused on what God is taking them to. She's not focused on the windshield looking at where they're going. She's looking in the rearview mirror. And because she's looking in the rearview mirror, she's not focused on the destination where God needs her to go. Do not look back behind you or stay anywhere in the plain. Genesis 19:17. If you want to go read that, it's Genesis 19, just to refresh your memory. When I look back at my life, I was so thankful that God brought me out of so many situations that would have only resulted in my destruction had I stayed there. In the moment of having to leave behind people, possessions, and relationships we hold close and dear to us may seem like the most challenging thing to do. But when you put your trust in the one who knows best, the present pain will eventually turn into the greatest gain in life. The present pain will turn into the greatest gain. Will you believe that today? The present pain will turn into the greatest gain in your life. Lot's wife's treasures were so buried in the city that she had to leave behind that she was not willing to trust God with the future. The Bible tells us that as she was leaving the city, she looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. The truth about looking back constantly and living in the past is that it will drain the very life from you. Let us heed the warning of God and make sure our heart is following Him. Amen. Let's get into the Word. So we're going to read Genesis 19. We're actually going to, the plan has us reading from 15 to 26. You don't even have to read it. I'll read it for you. At dawn the next morning, the angels became insistent. Hurry, they said to Lot. Take your wife and your two daughters who are here. Get out right now or you'll be swept away in the destruction of the city. When Lot still hesitated, the angel seized his hand and the hands of his wife and the two daughters and rushed into safety outside the city, for the Lord was merciful. So I just want to stop there. Do you see? They hesitated. Lot hesitated, but what did the angels do? The angels seized the hand and the hand of his wife and the hand of the two daughters and rushed them out. You see, sometimes we get caught up and we stop and we say, oh, we hesitate. Lord, are you sure? Lord, are you sure? But the angels will grab our hands and the hands that are involved with our family and pull us out of the situation that we don't need to be in. Because why? because the Lord was merciful. He is a merciful God. He is full of mercy. He is full of mercy, even though we don't deserve it. Even though Lot and his wife and his family walked into that city, and there was the vile treachery, the debauchery there, but the Lord was merciful. When they were safely out of the city, one of the angels ordered, "Run for your lives and don't look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains or you'll be swept away." "Oh no, my Lord," Lot begged. "You have been so gracious to me and saved my life and have not shown such great kindness, but I cannot go to the mountains. Disaster would catch up to me there and I would soon die. See, there is a small village nearby. Please let me go there instead. Don't you see how small it is? Then my life will be saved." Now Lot is sitting there bartering and negotiating with God. He has a direct commandment from the angel, go to the mountain. But now we're saying, well, God wants me to go here, but can I negotiate with you, God? Can I just do this instead? Can I just stop here? I don't want to go all the way up there. My gosh, are you getting it this morning? I just want to go to this small village. "All right," the angel said, "I will grant your request. I will not destroy the little village. But hurry, escape to it, for I can do nothing until you arrive there. This explains why the village was known as Zoar, which means little place. Lot reached the village just as the sun was rising over the horizon. Then the Lord rained down fire and burning sulfur from the sky of Sodom and Gomorrah. He utterly destroyed them, along with the other cities and villages of the plain, wiping out all the people and every bit of vegetation. But Lot's wife looked back as she was following behind him, and she turned into a pillar of salt. Luke 12:34, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. So we've covered a lot this morning. We've covered a lot. You see what I did there? We've covered a lot. Anyway, if I have to explain it, it's not very funny. But we understand that looking back, we can't look back. And we have to obey all the way. We've got to, when God says there's no negotiation, and do I understand, do I know why the angel granted his Lot's request to stay in the little village versus going to the mountain? I don't know. But I do know that God is merciful. And that we have our freedoms already there. We just have to choose to get up and walk into that. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you so much for our time together. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we've got to learn and to dive in to your word, and that we are called to continue to look forward, continue to go where you've called us to go, Father, the same way Lot did. Lord, I pray that Lot's wife, the Lot's wife that's inside of us, that wants us to look back, that wants us to be bound by the things of our past, Father, I release those. I release those. And Father, we release the baggage. We release the stones that we've been carrying in our backpack, Lord, that has been weighing us down, that has just been depressing us. Father, right now, we just take those out. We take out the jealousy. We take out the envy. We take out the strife. We take out the anger. We take out the depression. We take out the anxiety. We remove those from ourselves, Lord. We are no longer, we choose no longer to be held captive and to be held hostage by these things. Because that Jesus has already paid the ransom. So, Father, we thank you for your freedom. We thank you for those that are choosing this day to stand up, to leave the chair, and to walk in your freedom, not to look back, but to focus on what is ahead of them. Father, we thank you for protecting this word. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. Lord, we thank you for the divine appointments and for the blessings that you're going to bestow upon us today. Let us walk in your complete obedience. Let us obey all the way and right away in everything you say. And Father, we ask for forgiveness of our sins. We take up the full armor of God as we prepare for the day today. And Lord, thank you. Thank you for bringing back the head of our enemy, for going ahead of us and bringing back the head of our enemy. Lord, we love you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day. We will see you tomorrow morning.